I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An issue. What did you see out there today?
I thought I saw a solid effort, but it's Friday, and so we still got some time. He was listed as a partial participant and given a questionable designation, and we'll see what the weekend leads us.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Weather for Sunday is sponsored by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. At kickoff time, we're looking at 50 degrees and sunny, 0% chance of rain. Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee Show, joining us in studio now, brought to you by IC Light. You can watch him up on our YouTube page and over on X as well for free. All right, Mark, what do you think the plan is for Sunday with Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's always been the same plan. I don't think it's changed one bit since probably they got more clarity on the injury on Monday. He's playing. No doubt. You think I would probably make it a 95% right now just for the fact they held him out Monday and Wednesday and yesterday was basically nothing. It was probably because so they could put that questionable status on him.
Chris brought that up.
There's no doubt that that's one of the reasons why he did that. I mean, he showed up Thursday with – he was working through getting his arm or his wrist brace fit. Looked like an ace bandage, man. I mean, I'm sure you could have got that really quickly if you wanted to. So,
do you think he'll be compromised in terms of his ability to run any and all of their plays? If they're under center plays, is he going to be able to run them?
I think that's to be determined. You really didn't see much of that, I don't think, this week so far. I mean, the worst comes to worst, you go more pistol. He mentioned that, but just because he mentioned that Wednesday makes me believe that that's probably not the case. I think he'd be more close to 100%. What he does. I mean, if worse comes
to worse.
Oh, so
you think he's under center just as much as he is?
I think the only issue that you're looking at right now is a potential, Montez Sweat falling on you and you're trying to brace yourself type of thing. I don't think everything else is fine. I don't think there's going to be a pain issue. I don't think there's going to be anything else with that going on, the handoffs. I don't think that's – I mean, once again, if it does become an issue, if they – deem that an issue over the next day or so, he can always hand off with just his right hand. We've seen Ben do that before, flip sides when he had his thumb injury.
Who do you think gives the Steelers a better chance to win, a healthy Mason Rudolph or a hurt Aaron Rodgers?
See, if this was next week, I'd probably say Mason.
Why? What's the difference?
Chicago. I mean, I'm a true believer in the Chicago.
So if they
jinx.
Were, I brought this up to Chris earlier. If they were playing at the Saints on Sunday and not at the Bears, you would go with Mason.
I probably would. I would probably
so
do that. I mean, I'm really
the belief in the not it. So hidden vigorish that it's just he does something there.
He gets them mad, man. The fans. I know a lot of those players are new and they don't really.
was going to say, it's like...
I mean, the whole staff is probably new, too.
That's what I mean. There's just so little holdover on any side of it. It's the fans really disliking him more than there's any continuity on the field.
But it's also him knowing the fans hate him so much and getting that extra shot of vigor, if you know what I mean.
That shot of vigor. Oh, yeah.
Vim and vigor.
Yeah. Mm. So I really do truly believe. I mean, when you're, 24-5, or if it's playoffs, I think you're 25.
Do you think that if he is going to start, then, like we all agree he will, if he is terrible, he doesn't look like he is terrible in the first half, is there any chance they'd say you're just not, you know, they'll chalk it up to injury, say the injury was bothering him and yank him?
No, it's just been,
I'm with Mark on
there's
that.
There's absolutely no history under Tomlin would ever do that. I mean, view him as what he would do with Ben. Been through, you know, the game before the Cowboy game, right? The old Cowboy still got something left. He threw, 4 or 5 picks in that game?
Oh, yeah, the Jacksonville game.
They weren't going to bench him at that point. So I really, unless there is, Rodgers says, hey, I got hurt again, this is banged up, is the only possible way. I don't think there's anything he could do for them to yank him.
All right, Mark.
Because, based on
I'm going to give you the same set of questions I gave Pompeiani yesterday.
Oh, is it about Pickens then?
No. Oh, you got put through the ringer on that.
Oh, he gets fired
You got
up.
Interrogated on that one. Whew. All right. I said, here's the scale. A 1 is Shedeur Sanders, and a 10 is Tom Brady in his prime. That's the quarterback scale. Okay. 1 to 10, what is Aaron Rodgers right now for Mark Cabali?
We consider him healthy? I mean,
Whatever you think he is at this
whatever,
moment.
Yeah.
What he's going to be going
what
into.
You think he is right now, or what you maybe what you think he will be by Sunday afternoon at noon Central Time.
I'd probably give him a good 7.
Okay. Same scale. What's Mason Rudolph?
Probably a good 7.
So you think they're identical?
You think they're equal?
You're the first person who hasn't just copped out and done the, I'm going to give Rodgers this
a
number.
Teeny weeny
and
edge.
Then I'm going to give Rudolph a 0.5 to 1 point lower.
Yeah, I mean, still, I've been quite clear of why I would go with Rodgers over anybody else for even the rest of the season, because I just want to see if they do get into the playoffs with a 41-year-old, 4-time MVP with obviously great football awareness can do in the playoffs. We've seen with some of the other guys.
But you think there's no drop-off from one to the other?
I don't think recently, no. No. I mean, we haven't seen a ton from Mason, obviously, since 2 years ago.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm assuming.
You don't hold the Tennessee games against him at all.
No, that team is. Look at that team. I mean, is there one player on that? I can't even name any players on that team that can play anywhere else. Calvin Ridley signed a ton of money, but.
Jeffrey Simmons?
That team is just.
He doesn't play offense, though.
That team is just disgustingly bad. And they got rid of Vrabel.
And how much money they give Dan Moore?
$83 million.
Well, that's good for the Steelers. It's a third-round comp pick.
Fittipaldo said yesterday, what are you looking at, Mark?
I'm looking at the odds to win the AFC and how the Patriots' 2 losses were to 2, an awful team and an average team.
That's interesting. You think Steelers are average. Fittipaldo said yesterday he thinks there's a good chance Mason Rudolph's their week 1 starting quarterback next year. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'd be all for that.
I know you would be all for that. You're not Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, though.
I mean, what are the odds? What else opportunities do you have here? If Rodgers says he's done, which you'd have to take him for his word, and what he said on McAfee's show a couple months ago is he is done, you're not going to find anybody in the draft that's going to plug and play, nor do you want to, I don't believe. You would want him to.
I mean, if you trade up for a guy and you pick him in the top 10, I would think you'd play him right away.
Pickett was top 20, and they made him wait 5 weeks, 6 weeks, or whatever it was.
And then they rashly put him in at halftime of a game because Deontay Johnson was ready to strangle their starter.
And maybe the other offensive tackle went after the offensive coordinator.
Some other things may have happened in that game.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they set up Kenny bad on that.
Who can say?
They did. Honestly, they set up Kenny. I mean, he got nothing but third-team reps and did nothing. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, pal, go get him.
You say Rodgers is a 7 in your book and Mason is a 7. I understand why you gave your logic as to why you'd still start Rodgers and everything else, but, like, one guy's 11 years younger than the other guy. Just seems like if you think they're equivalent quarterbacks, then start the younger guy.
Yeah, another thing is Rodgers has been playing for 2 months now, too. I mean, what has Mason been doing?
How many more games that look like the Chargers game would you need? And I know you said give Rodgers the whole season.
Yeah.
But how many, so he could have, the rest of them could look like that? No.
I don't think so. But that's me. I don't know if that's Mike Tomlin or not.
Okay.
Because.
All right, let's get to this Hayward thing. He's in a boot. He's not practicing. Yeah, this popped up. All of a sudden, Alan Saunders is setting the world ablaze by putting an article out about this.
What do you say?
Well, he was the first one, I think, to write that he was in a boot and he didn't really practice, and we're waiting on an injury report status for him.
I'm sure it's going to be questionable.
What happened to him, Mark?
I think he looked fine the couple days I saw him. He didn't practice on Wednesday, right?
No, but it was like the veteran designation thing.
And I saw him Thursday, and he was moving at a quick pace out of the locker room. As we were walking in, I didn't see anything noticed there. I don't know if something happened this morning or anything to that thing. But those boots are like Band-Aids for me and you, man. They put boots on, you know, you got a little twinge. They put a boot on.
You got a hangnail, get a boot?
Honestly, they do. They do a lot of that.
Don't think Steelers fans should be worried about this?
I don't think so. I mean, look at Hayward. He's playing through torn pecs or half-torn pecs. And
groin injuries.
And he hasn't really missed a ton of time going even back to college. I mean, he's missed 1 year, I think, in college and the half of the pec year. I think he plays. I think he's too tough of a guy not to. I don't think it's anything serious.
So you don't know what the injury is yet?
No, it just popped up.
Okay.
It just popped up.
We had another reporter on, Nick Faribault, your best friend, who said that...
He looks like a Samoan.
Wait, what?
The man
Samoan
bun?
Werewolf.
A Samoan.
Is it because of the man bun?
Yeah.
A Samoan werewolf.
I don't think anybody has ever put the words werewolf. Samoan and werewolf together.
You don't watch wrestling, though.
Jacob Fatu.
Sorry, guys. I can't wait to hear that jackass Scottish guys theme here in the next segment.
Nick said that he thinks, we'll get to that. Nick said he thinks that Joe Pierre Hanger will actually play over Slay. You agree with him?
Oh, Nick's learning the game well, huh?
Which is to...
Well, see what you see in practice and just make it your opinion when you come on here.
Is that Mark Cabali's opinion as well?
Sure. If I had to bet, maybe I had some inside info, I would probably bet on Pierre playing a lot more than Slay.
So why would Mike say that on Tuesday then? Why couldn't he have just said, we'll see? Why couldn't he have just left it open-ended instead of making it sound like Slay?
Because he doesn't care. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to
That makes me motivate feel better about Pierre. Things, Chris. I'm happy that it's Pierre. It should be Pierre.
Do you think that he's so deferential to veterans that he just really does not like criticizing them or acknowledging in public that...
It could be.
That he doesn't want to, for like the maybe whole Mike Tomlin is a player's coach and guys respect him front.
Just, baby starters in general, too. You remember the old pitch count on George Pickens that lasted all of like three quarters. Then all of a sudden, he didn't need a pitch count after that. I don't know if he likes to embarrass players or call them out in public, and that could have been what he was thinking. Or he gave zero thought to it whatsoever.
You got called out by Donnie today. He called you a cheap ass.
Yes, he did, apparently. What's that all? I told him. I responded to him. I said, cheap? And he responded, yes, the great Phil Maine said, agreed with me. And I said, I'm frugal. I am not cheap.
Malzi, do you see a distinction? You're the wordsmith. Do you see a difference between those two things?
Being called frugal just means you have a better publicist than if you're called cheap.
Text is on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, personal law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We will put Mark through the AFC team test after watching Bills and Texans last night. What George Pickens wrote about his time in Pittsburgh, or had a ghostwriter write about his time in Pittsburgh today. All that coming up. Quick timeout, and we're right back. It's the BM team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're doing a real good job of taking care of the ball on that side as well. We got a defense that's got 22 takeaways, and I think you've only turned it over 6 times on offense. You're going to be 7-3 or something of that nature. You're going to win a lot of football games, and they have. They do a great job of preserving the ball.
At 4:16, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Mike Tomlin obsessed with the Bears turnover differential, which is the best in the NFL. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're joined in studio by Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show, Steelers Insider. The Steelers injury report is now out. Aaron Rodgers officially questionable, but Mike Tomlin already told us that. Cam Hayward is questionable with this ankle injury, is what they're calling it now. Darius Slay went from a full practice Wednesday and Thursday back to limited, and now he's questionable with this concussion, which would explain what you guys said about Pierre getting a chance to start. I didn't say your opinion. I didn't say anything else there. Alex Highsmith is doubtful, even though he practiced the last 2 days. So that means more Nick Herbig. I'm fine with that. Jaylen Warren came back with a full practice today. He has no injury designation, Mark. How do you think that running back timeshare works?
I don't know.
Game?
It all depends if Mike Tomlin thinks that Gainwell is a better running back than him. I don't know if you guys discussed that on Tuesday. I thought that was kind of weird.
We did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I just went with the hot hand.
Doesn't usually do that.
I paid the other guy.
But this guy was playing better.
And by the way, he wasn't the hot hand in the game. Jaylen Warren had better numbers than Kenneth Gainwell at that point.
Gainwell made big plays in the passing
game. He did.
And so he's defining hot hand as, did you just do something good for the offense, regardless of how you got the ball?
And those couple of those inside linebackers, they're both rookies, and they're both not good rookies.
But Mike started that Tuesday before the game. My God, those two linebackers were just the focus of all of his attention.
That was a whole passing game right there. I mean, that was a huge edge.
Was he playing a joke on everybody? I'm going to talk about these two rookie inside linebackers, and then I actually think they suck, and so that's what we're going
to
do?
I just don't think he puts much thought into what he says there.
Yeah, you keep coming back to that, Mark.
I don't think he does. He'll be like, okay, let me talk about the offense and whatever. I just don't think he puts that much thought into what he's saying. Or I know you guys sit there and like to parse some words he says, but I don't think he gives much thought to it at all.
Well, good news for the Steelers as far as linebackers go is the Bears' top 3 linebackers are out for this game.
What about Jaylen? their
Jalen Johnson. Johnson. He's questionable to come back and play.
Well, Tomlin loves him some Jaquan Brisker.
He's also questionable, Malzi.
Who else we got on the old questionable list?
T.J. Edmonds T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, Terrell Edmonds' much more talented and productive brother, out for this game. So is backup Noah Sewell, who is Penei Sewell's brother. You've got DeMarco Jackson, who they picked up off waivers from the Saints. And a guy named Amen Ogbong-Bamiga as the other linebacker.
Amen Ogbong-Bamiga.
O-G-B-O-N-G-B-E-M-I-G-A. 12-letter last name.
What's so. Tomlin called those two outside linebackers last year? Buki and Becker.
Yeah.
Amen Ogbong Bamiga.
Yeah, that's him.
Amen Ogbong Bamiga. Oh my God, that would be an... You got to call him Amen. Well, it's Amen, yeah, as you said. You got to call him Amen. You can't go with the last name there. That's a lot.
All right, Mark. I'm going to play the same game with you that we played with Fittipaldo yesterday. I'm going to give you a hypothetical Steelers playoff matchup. And I want you to tell me right now if you're... gut instinct. This is not your, if the season ended today, who would play who. Your gut tell you who would win the game.
Oh, I like this.
At location?
Fun. Yes. Yeah. We locations are included.
This is as of right now.
This is right this second, okay. Mark.
At New England.
I'd probably have to go with the Patriots at this point.
Okay. Buffalo at home.
Boy, yesterday's game really has you.
Give us an answer, Marky.
I'll go with the Steelers.
At Baltimore.
Ravens.
Home for Baltimore.
Oh, the Steelers, yep.
Okay. At Indy.
I'd go with the Steelers again.
Wow. Jeez.
Holy moly. You really don't respect the Colts.
Home for Jacksonville.
I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence guy, never have been. So I'll go with the Steelers.
Home for Houston.
That looks like a team that could come up there and make them look foolish. Maybe I'm just recency biased because of last night, but I'll go with the Texans.
Kansas City at home.
I'll go with the Chiefs.
That easy, huh?
Yeah.
That's the thing with them, Pony. I think the whole conceit here why this feels wide open is because they're not in the playoff picture. I think if they were, people just assume they would become a juggernaut
again.
Even
though they keep losing to good teams.
I'm aware of that.
They're not good right now, but if they get hot in December, I think there is something weird about them.
They got Rashee Rice back and they got all their guys back for the most part, and Kelsey's starting to pick it up a little bit. And I think I and most other people thought, okay, here it comes, and then it really hasn't happened.
They were 11-0 in one score games last year. They're 0-5.
Although they have a better point differential with four games worse record wise.
Look at the Bears' point differential.
-6.
No, they're like 25 points better than they were last year, and they're four games worse.
I mean, it's anybody. It's truly 1-10. I think anybody can win the AFC.
At Denver, okay. Who would you pick? Steelers at the Broncos.
I'm going with the Steelers. I'm not a big Denver fan.
Because their quarterback sucks right now.
Chargers come here. Who would you pick?
I got the Steelers.
All right, so the only teams you have them losing to are at New England, at Baltimore, Houston, strangely, at home.
And KC.
And KC, yeah.
What am I, 5-5?
You picked them to beat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah.
That's just me being a homer.
All right, well, I appreciate you admitting that. this is, now Pony is the one who catalogs every NFL season like perfectly in his brain, but feels to me like what, or feels to you like what, the most wide open AFC right at this moment in how many years? Since Mahomes came into the conference, honestly?
And Brady?
Because like you have the Brady end, dovetail with the Mahomes beginning. You've had it basically be, what, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens?
Yeah.
For how many years now? 4 or 5 years in a row? It feels like the most open the conference has been, Pony, since what?
92.
I was going to say since 2003, maybe?
Brady, what?
Because they had missed the playoffs the prior year before. Yeah.
I mean, it really has been a conference where there's always been somebody to look at.
Super Bowl the year before.
2001, maybe, too?
Yeah.
I think 2001 might be the right answer because it's not like the Patriots went 5-11. They went 9-7, had a weird year, and then got right back to it.
Was that the year the Titans were good, too, though?
2002?
Oh, 2000 they were.
I thought they were 0-1.
I think 0-1 they were pretty good.
They weren't
0-2
bad.
0-2 was the Nedney year, right?
Yes.
0-2 was the Nedney
Joe
year,
Nedney,
yeah.
The famed actor. That game still chaps my ass to this day.
Mark, I'm going to read you I'm going to read you a quote from our man George Pickens today in the Players Tribune. The media in Pittsburgh, I admit, I was trolling y'all a little bit. I apologize. You accept this apology?
Maybe we should ask Alan Saunders that.
What happened there? Oh, yeah, that's right. Those DMs. That's right. I forgot about that. But I don't have a bad word to say about Pittsburgh. I can call up Coach T right now and we'd have a real conversation. Do you agree with that?
Sure.
Hey, Coach T. It's George. Click.
What I respect about Mike Tomlin most is he always told me, just keep being you, George.
That sounds like something Mike would say. Just quit.
How about this from Mike? Cut it out, George. Why didn't he say that at all, Mark?
How about this one?
By George, I think you've become a pro.
I don't know how he's trolling the media.
I hope it's the Brewerly thing. He never goes into detail as to whether it's the Brewerly thing that he was trolling with.
Yeah, well, it would be months at a time where he would not talk to us, where I do believe Art had to step in and say, go talk to them.
I guess in that piece, I'm not going to like dig through for it, but I guess he admits and basically says, I made mistakes during my time there at some point.
Mark, don't you think based on some of the things you said this week, and I know you've said them in the past, but you really got into it the other day because you were being badgered by Pomp and Joe in that interview. Don't you feel like he probably owes his teammates an apology? More than you and Dulac and Benz? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, he rubbed them the wrong way at the end. I mean, not only players. It's a lot of people in the entire organization. They weren't sad to see him go. And I never really saw that before. I mean, I've seen people leave like Antonio and people still would speak, you know, they still liked him. But him, it's hard to find somebody to say something positive about George and his time there, just how it ended and how he just disengaged himself from some of his teammates.
Did you feel like Tomlin wanted to keep him until he got a better understanding of how much
his room didn't like him?
Players reviled
I think
him?
That was. I think. No, I think what happened is that I think that happened last year into the off season, and they were going to keep him until the Cowboys anteed up that third. If it was a fourth, they were keeping him. So,
but wasn't he going dark on teammates and stuff in the off season too?
I've heard a lot of people couldn't get a hold of him and they weren't responding to him. I mean, there's time. I think Dulac even said a story on the Eisen show. Did you hear that one? Where he was talking about some of his missteps with his players and stuff. You'd have to go back and listen to it. I don't want to take him out of context. I don't want to troll him or anything.
It seems to me like the way things have gone and skimming this piece, he couldn't have predicted for sure that it would work out this way, but it sounds like he landed in probably the place in the NFL that he wanted to be, Dallas.
Well,
I think if they had traded him to the New Orleans Saints, I'm talking about like the trappings of you're on the Cowboys. It's all the glitz and glamour.
You got a quarterback that can
get
you the ball.
Well, that's the on-field stuff. But I mean, like I said this to Pony. Part of the reason it's working there, the main reason is quarterback can get him the ball, good offense. The owner is always going to be, until he dies there, the biggest character associated with that franchise. I think Pickens probably likes that.
I also saw something where...
Real quick, hold on, to finish the thought. He goes out and gets hammered with CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb like says, don't write in the papers I puked. I can hold my liquor.
Yep.
Now, Pickens had a great game.
Yep.
Even if that story comes out, and he's had the great game and he's still with the Steelers and that happens, like, oh, me and DK went out and got, you know, lit before this game. It becomes like a dominant thing, I think,
he's
here
getting
in
ripped
town.
For it. He's getting criticized.
And in Dallas, I think people just shrugged and said it's very funny that CeeDee Lamb did not want people to think he puked and everyone moved on.
Mark, there was some kind of next gen stat that he's caught a football on an in-breaking route 25 times there or something like that this season. Whereas last year in Pittsburgh it happened twice.
Probably something to do with the quarterbacks.
And the head coach being terrified of the middle of the field?
Well,
if he doesn't trust the quarterback implicitly?
Well, you did have the 5'9" quarterback that didn't throw across the middle, and the other one that couldn't hit the broad side of the barn. So
I would like to know how many. I would actually want to know how many in-breaking routes he caught in the three games. Well, two games, because we know he didn't catch a pass in that Ravens win.
I said to Chris, I think George would have been on his best behavior with Mason. I feel like those two guys hit it off with each other.
Yeah, because the first pass he ever threw was an 80-yard touchdown to him.
Yeah, you act like they hit it off like it's something in Mason's personality. It's called Mason got him the ball.
Yes, and I think he would have if they had stuck around
with
each other.
And I think if you had last year's Dak with the Cooper rushes and the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's his name? Ben DiNucci throwing
which,
in the
by
ball.
The way,
it'll be a different George.
Which,
we're
by the way,
about.
This goes back to my overall point. The failure here is that, yes, George Pickens, like any great receiver, probably more so, wants to be in an offense where he gets the ball a lot, and he does down there. It is wild that they brought him into the Steelers because Mike thought he could probably keep him on the straight and narrow, and then surrounded him with one of the most rudimentary, inept passing offenses I've ever seen, and a laundry list of quarterbacks who objectively suck.
In 60 seconds, we're going to hear Callis's rap. We're also going to get Kabali's prediction for Steelers-Bears. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Here is Charlie's headline.
Let's go, Steelers! Yeah! Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Is Rodgers healthy enough to play Sunday, or will Rudolph be asked to pull the Steelers' sled? Against the Bears, Rodgers always loves to make them fall.
Opponent has nothing to do with it. This is love of football.
My bad. They need a receiver out of desperation. Trey said,
our receivers aren't getting a separation.
Why couldn't Pickens be disciplined? That's a mystery. Will that be the worst trade in NFL history? Ja'Marr Chase will serve a suspension fate.
I have no message if someone spits in your face.
Ja'Marr Chase turned himself to a disgrace. Ramsey seems like a hero now that we know what took place. They found themselves in the hizzy. Chase went all speedy spitty, which got Ramsey to a tizzy. Punches thrown, things got busy. There was a camera not too fuzzy, which got Chase very guilty, and there was no pity for who Ramsey called. That made me quite dizzy. Now the Steelers will turn to play the Bears. Can they mess up Caleb Williams and his painted nails? Will Rodgers make sure his wrist is repaired? Hopefully he'll be healthy enough to stay out there.
I think you just got a kind of a creepy man crush on Rodgers.
But what has Mason done to make you think that he's the guy, Bill? Do you have a man crush on him? Do you have a Mason Rudolph whoopee in your bed?
Were you over my house?
All right, what do we think?
Pains me to say he's good at these. And it's Mark, they're good and they're funny.
Mark Cabali in studio, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. December 1st is the deadline for holiday apparel. Order KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Mark.
He also, hold on, Mark. He also broke away from, I think, our boss content, Craig Riley, wanted him to do them a certain way. And I think Callis is spreading his wings and going away from that. The beat was different. The intro was a lot faster.
He started better.
He started better because I think he was starting under Craig's orders to do it a certain
way. Craig
was
like Matt Canada. The first quarters were bad.
And as soon as you get Craig out of the mix, I think he's really blossomed here.
What in the world does Craig know about rapping?
Well, he listened to a lot of it.
Yeah, Craig listened to a ton
of
that.
He was a hip-hop guy.
No, Run DMC.
He was an Eminem spaghetti guy.
He was a mom spaghetti.
I'll tell you real quick. Good Callis story.
I wonder if Craig's dad a deacon. I wonder if Craig had to get like the non-explicit versions of like DMX albums. Yeah.
Yep.
Advisory. I was talking to Callis about this. I'm like, hey, Harry, it's good job. I always throw that that you think he's just going to keep doing the same track.
No, he changed it up, man.
So
he did
that's
a good
why
job.
He's doing. He looks at me, and goes, man. This is a lot of work. I don't know if I want
to
do.
He said that to me yesterday. He was here when I got to work, and he was sweating, and he picked up a handful of fruit chews, those high chews, and he went through those things seeing the salmon jump into his mouth from the river.
That's something.
This is hard work.
Time into the quote. Put time into that.
The quote. This is hard work. I don't know if I want to keep doing this. Could define so much of Harry's life.
I give it an A-.
I give it an A. I think that one was really good. The painted nails line got a huge pop out of you.
Who told him about that? There's no way.
The painted nails?
He didn't know that.
That's a good question.
I liked it.
Kudos to him.
It's objectively good.
Is the text line liking it? What's YouTube say about it?
YouTube is saying
our live stream on X.
Callis can spit some lines, says Daryl.
No.
I'm waiting for him to do one so good that somebody just texts in, Callis got bars. What are you giggling about over there on the text line?
You asked me to look at the text line, and the first thing I see is, someone please tell Chris to shut the bleep up and let everybody else talk. That's the first thing I see.
I mean, he might have a point.
He does have a point. You know, I think you should get Tanuda in here and do a behind the scenes of Harry putting together his rap.
That would be good.
And then the fruit chews and the sweating. That'd be great.
Have you guys ever seen the one meme? I forget which rapper, whatever artist it is. It's somebody famous. And they're like standing over the control board, and it's like the real serious guy look, and it's like, I'm fixing this, basically, is the whole vibe. I just think about that with Callis. I do think about him, Pony, like rapping so hard and having to do a retake that he is just sweating by the end of it.
But I do think the making of the rap and his creative process and stuff, if we could get that for content, Craig, he'd love it.
Oh, it'd be great. And then midway through it, he'd have to run to the bathroom.
Yeah. They'd have to speed it up like they do when they show like a stadium getting...
runs out, runs back.
Callis might be the songbird of our generation.
So how about the new airport terminal screwing up the Immaculate Reception?
12-7 final score. Yeah,
I'm going there tomorrow. So
and Yowie's the one that put everybody onto this. The new terminal looks great, said Josh. But for God's sake, it was 13-7, not 12-7. If that's not the most Yowie tweet of all time,
unless somebody wanted to be extra pedantic and say, well, after he scored the touchdown and before the extra point, it was 12-7, Josh.
I'm a little nervous about
that. So somebody, I guess, plugged that image of it into Gemini, like the Google AI, and just said, can you tell me the likelihood that this was AI generated, basically, that they put no original thought into it and just basically asked AI to make this? It came back 99% likelihood that this was just lazily used AI, which I think is garbage.
So the art design there was artificial
looks
intelligence.
Looks like it was AI. They, instead of contracting one of probably... I don't know, dozens of local artists? What about our guy Cody Sable could probably paint it upside down and then let you know
what I
mean?
How about our guy Caleb who does all of our art for this show?
He Photoshops things.
Who did the facility?
Oh, that's Eddie Spaghetti do it,
Spaghetti.
Sure.
Do you know everything about this sculpture?
I heard part about it. I heard some penis joke in there somewhere.
No, it's not a joke.
There's no joke.
That's
who?
Doran.
The big arms.
Yeah, we couldn't really get it. We didn't understand that part, why there would be arms coming out of a penis.
A 4-year-old would be outside making...
Yeah, but then there's nails in there. Look at Mulsey's hat on his head.
There's just randomly see those two metal squares. Those are, I correctly guess, those are whiskey rocks, which is for people who don't like ice diluting their whiskey. You
and
can
look,
freeze
there's
those.
Nails in my nipples, Mark.
He had 2/3 of the names spelled wrong.
Yeah.
He got Joe, Pomp, and Limits correct. Pony is P-O-N-Y.
He spelled Doran wrong. He spelled Crowley wrong.
I'm most surprised that he spelled Doran wrong just because most of it seems like a reverential thing for Doran.
All right, Mark, who's going to win this game on Sunday?
By the way, somebody the other day asked me if you still got your nipple rings in.
And did you tell him no?
I think it was somebody in the media room. I can't remember who it was.
Another callous reaction from Angry Pirates fan. Callous versus B-Rabbit at the shelter in Detroit.
Okay. Who's that guy?
Eminem shot himself.
8 Mile.
Yeah, that's right.
8 Mile.
All right, Mark.
No, that was Cheddar who shot himself.
That was Cheddar Bob.
Cheddar Bob.
Cheddar Bob. Eminem is B-Rabbit.
Oh.
Spaghetti, spaghetti.
I was at the 8 Mile in 2000, whatever.
Five?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to shut the F up like that texter wanted me to so you can give a prediction.
I like that texter. My prediction is, saying all that I've said, I think the Bears win this game.
Mm-hmm.
23-19 Chicago. Even though I think Rodgers will play well, but I think the Bears get their last laugh. They just find ways to win these
close
games.
Points, man.
Are you a Caleb Williams
like
believer?
A great game.
No.
That John Rhys Plumlee, man. They had him running the scout team this week. Whew. That dude really gave him a good look, so I don't expect him to get out of the pocket at all and be able to move the ball.
Think the Steelers are going to stop him because the scout team looked that
The scout team
week?
Guy was unbelievable Mark, showing him a look.
Mark, I actually think
he's going to have to throw the ball down the field
run
the ball.
I think the way bigger story is, can they even stop that running game? Because Ben Johnson made his bones in Detroit, I thought, more running the ball.
Oh, he wants to run the ball.
Yeah, and
they're good at it, too. They're great at
they're
it,
really good at it.
Yeah.
Like that, I got a weird feeling that we find out on Sunday at about 3:45 that this game is determined by primarily whether or not the Steelers can stop that running game.
Does a younger Mark Cabali remember watching the only time the Steelers beat the Bears in Chicago?
Was it 95?
Yeah.
I remember the Barry Foster one, but that
Can you tell me who had 3 touchdowns in the 95 win over the Bears?
I'm just guessing Jeff Graham off the top of my head.
He had 3 touchdowns and 3 combined touchdowns and 2 fumbles.
Wait, Jeff Graham played for the Bears in that game, not the Steelers, yeah. Mark.
Somebody on the Steelers had 3 combined TDs and 2 fumbles in 95. There's a reason I said combined touchdowns.
Who's that offensive lineman that you named that time who played for the Steelers and Jags and it brought the house down?
It wasn't Brendan Stye. That was the first
Rich
name
Tilsky.
I thought of.
Rich
yeah, it was big Rich Tilsky.
95, that was right during my drinking stage in life, so I might not remember this. Why can't I remember this?
That was a year that basically I killed all my brain
cells.
Yeah,
you know
what you're telling us.
You'd go out Saturday night, and by the time you woke up on Sunday, it would be like 4 p.m. You're like, oh.
Man, you really did get after it. It was Eric Pegram, by the way.
I was going to say that. I saw
Said there's a guy who shows up to your shows at the casino in an Eric Pegram jersey all the time.
I saw Eric Pegram once at the Peter's Wildlife, which was right down the street here. You remember it was a night.
What was he doing? Oh,
it was probably 95.
Now that I think of it.
I could tell you what he was doing, but not on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish Malsey said the other day he was pretty sure that Jeff Reed probably kicked a field goal.
With a BAC that would have gotten him pulled over.
He did. Last time I saw Jeff Reed, he was getting kicked out of the camp.
Just, okay, answer my question honestly. I think it is more than 50-50 that he kicked in an NFL regular season game with a blood alcohol content that had he been driving a car and been pulled over would have gotten him a DUI. Agree or disagree?
He would probably agree with that, too. That's the thing. He would. You got to get him on the horn here.
The picture of him from the 2005 celebration.
Do you remember the 2010 Super Bowl or the 09 Super Bowl? That's when he showed up in Tampa with that blonde hair.
Yep.
Just sticking up. I have pictures of him and Snoop Dogg together.
But the picture from the other day when he was back in town and Roundtree like blew it up on Twitter just made me pee myself. All right, Mark, enjoy Chicago.
We'll go to get some Lou Malnati's.
Ooh, that's the deep dish pizza there.
Yes.
We know a guy who used to work here. He used to just fly to Chicago for steak and then fly back.
Wow, he must have been rich.
No, I don't think
so. No, that was maybe
he
kind of the issue.
He must have been single.
That, I think, was true.
Very believable.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.